Oh, ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Pennsylvania for a town hall event. Former President Trump today campaigning in Georgia. And Trump's former chief of staff, John.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 68. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 45. Tonight, clear sky. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for storms. High temperatures reach up to 84. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A 34-year-old Ellis man was arrested on charges of aggravated indecent liberties and aggravated criminal sodomy involving a minor. According to court documents, between 2015 and 18 in Ellis County, suspect Heath Ryan Robbins allegedly engaged in lewd fondling or touching with a child younger than 14 years of age. Robbins was booked into the Ellis County Jail on October 16th. A Kansas man wanted on a warrant is now also facing drug charges. Just after 9:30 in the morning on Sunday, a sheriff's deputy observed a traffic violation by the driver of a 2003 Chevrolet Tahoe in Shawnee County. During the investigation, it was discovered that the passenger had a misdemeanor warrant for his arrest and illegal narcotics were located. Matthew S. Field, 55, of Topeka, was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. Fields also had a warrant for his arrest out of the city of Topeka. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
State transportation officials will be replacing a bridge soon in north central Kansas. Yesterday, the Kansas Department of Transportation announced it would start work on the U.S. 77 bridge replacement project in Marshall County. Starting Monday, KDOT will start work on the replacement of the Deer Creek Bridge. The bridge is about 1 mile north of K-33 and Cherokee Road intersection. Work is expected to be completed by July of next year. Three City of Caney officials stepped down from their positions at the City Council meeting Monday night, saying that their jobs were becoming too stressful. The now former Mayor Josh Elliott, City Administrator Kelly Zellner, and part-time City Treasurer Amber Dean were the three to resign. The resignations went into effect after the meeting ended. The now former Mayor Josh Elliott said he wasn't planning on resigning, but he knew he needed to do it for his health and also his work-life balance. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Grab lunch at Fothermucker's Barbecue Truck today, parked at the Crown Over Auto Sales lot in Marysville. Mention this ad and get $2 off any meal. That's Fothermucker's Barbecue in Marysville today until sold out.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. One teenage girl from Valentine, Nebraska has earned the Girl Scouts' highest honor after a project that she said was there to try and help out fellow students in the community. As according to the Panhandle News Channel, Nebraska, Meadow Rangers has created the initiative to help earn the prestigious Gold Award by helping fellow students out of Mission, South Dakota, where nearly half the residents live below the poverty line, where the student ended up fixing up their local school's caring closet, where students are able to donate certain essential items and set multiple different backpacks, bags, and winter clothing.
Sometimes students that come to the school don't, and their families don't always have what they need.
She wants to see her classmates have what they need, because in order to do school, you need things. And if you don't have those things, then maybe school's not going to be the best.
Other students have donated items, including prom dresses, where they say they are trying to make the community a better place. Mid-America Network News.
Mega savings at the Rock Turbo Sales Event going on at Rusty and Ford. Rock out to over 400 new Ford vehicles on our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Rock and roll with savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or rock. Rockstars on the 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Check out our huge selection at amazing rates on over 400 new Fords with savings up to $12,500 off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A unique effort to encourage friends and family to return back to Washington County is being initiated through the local Economic Development and Tourism Office. A Love Kansas letter-writing campaign will be highlighted as local residents get involved, says Ryan Kern.
The Love Kansas campaign is really geared towards the letter writing campaign. Everybody wants to help out in other ways throughout the county, but this actual Love Kansas campaign is truly a letter writing campaign and trying to get people to come back to the state of Kansas and Washington County and see what benefits we have to offer in our great rural living.
Kern encourages everyone to get involved.
People can get involved by stopping by my office at any time and writing a letter. It is a letter-writing campaign that started by the state of Kansas to attract individuals from outside of the state to come back to Kansas, and we're hoping to bring people back to Washington County through this letter-writing process.
The Economic Development Office is located in the Washington County Courthouse, and Wednesday afternoon is targeted to boost the effort.
I'd just like to encourage people to stop by on October 23rd from 2:30 to 5 p.m. on the second floor of the courthouse to visit with me and voice their concerns about what's going on in Washington County and what we can do to help it, and also write a letter and see if we can get some of these individuals to come back to Washington County and the state of Kansas.
Again, you may stop by any time to participate, but those participating Wednesday will be eligible for a special incentive.
It'll be held on the second floor of the courthouse. It'll be held on the second floor of the Washington County Courthouse in my office, and will provide refreshments and a chance for you to win a $50 gift card by bringing in a address of a loved one from outside of the state of Kansas and writing them a letter, and then we will send it, and then we'll draw from those letters and provide somebody with a $50 gift card.
For additional information, contact Ryan Kern, Economic Development and Tourism Director at Washington County. Don Landall of Marysville is to be recognized as one of two recipients of a Lifetime Service Award through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. A presentation is planned Thursday at the organization annual banquet in Salina. The award recognizes ongoing commitment to public service locally and region-wide for many years. Don founded Landall Company in Marysville. Timothy L. Wassenberg, age 68, of Baileyville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary, Wednesday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Tim Wassenberg. Sherilyn M. Barnes, age 83, passed away Sunday.
Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home with burial in Randolph, Fancy Creek Cemetery. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Sherilyn Barnes. Raymond P. Haas, age 79, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Memorial service planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Haas.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This year, it is very important to review your coverage as the Inflation Reduction Act has capped beneficiary out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 and added new programs to help pay out-of-pocket costs over time. Stop by Reed Insurance at 815 Broadway in downtown Marysville or reach me, Morgan Reed, at 785-727-4655. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny but cooler going into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Warmer again on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
The average high temperature, late October 66, record high on this date 91, the average low 41, and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 6:37.
Turbulent weather is one of October's trademarks. We look at the month's destructive reputation today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 23rd, the 297th day of the year. Musician Weird Al Yankovic has a birthday, and late-night legend Johnny Carson was born in 1925. Every year, the battle between tropical and Arctic air makes October weather some of the most turbulent on record. The so-called Octobomb storm in 2010 set high-pressure records in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Hurricane activity typically peaks this month in Florida, and it's high season for California's relentless Santa Ana winds. Oh, and the folks in the Northeast haven't forgotten Superstorm Sandy in October of 2012. So keep a wary eye on the sky this month, and if you get a few hazy warm days of post-summer, enjoy them all the more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Grab lunch at Father Mucker's Barbecue Truck today, parked at the Crown Over Auto Sales lot in Marysville. Mention this ad and get $2 off any meal. That's Father Mucker's Barbecue in Marysville today until sold out.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for the Kansas Jayhawk football team after their dominant victory over Houston, 42-14. But it wasn't just about the game, but also the experience being able to play over at Arrowhead Stadium. As according to Jared Casey, senior tight end for the Jayhawks, he said he was excited to be part of such an experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun. I'm a Chiefs fan, so it's really a lifelong dream to be able to play in Arrowhead. And, you know, it was a great environment here today, and we got a big win, needed it, and but it's really fun, like you said, to be able to play in an NFL stadium.
After the victory, the Jayhawks did bump up slightly in the Big 12 Conference, now sitting at 1-3 in conference play. They are 2-5 now overall in their regular season. This coming up weekend is the Interstate Rivalry and the Sunflower Showdown, as the Jayhawks are on the road taking on the number 16 Kansas State Wildcats on Saturday with an evening kickoff at 7 p.m. The Wildcats are tied for third in the Big 12 at 3-1 in conference play.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tider Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
As we gear up for college basketball season here across the state of Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks say they're excited to kick off their regular season of college basketball after head coach Bill Self says he's excited about the brand new renovated Allen Fieldhouse after their announcement during the 40th late night in the fog, where students and alumni were able to take a look at the preseason scrimmage inside Allen Fieldhouse for the first time.
The arena is great. I don't know that pictures actually do it justice. It's a brand new shiny penny. I mean, it's a shiny penny that's not brand new, obviously, but it looks great. It's going to have the modern amenities of the newest places, but still the coolness of one that, you know, the walls still sweat, and it makes this place the best place to play.
That audio from KSNT News, where both the men's and the women's teams will be able to play inside Allen Fieldhouse with the face-off of regular season game number 1 against Washburn University at 7 p.m. on October 29th. Mid-America Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service.
people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown with Max Blasky and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight. Jeff, it was a busy week in the TVL, as it always is this time of year. Big, though, congratulations to the Hanover Lady Wildcats, Twin Valley League Volleyball Champions last Saturday. I know you were there firsthand, so how'd the day go for all the teams?
Well, you know, we talked about this going in. It was a three-horse race, but kind of a surprise, and I mentioned this last week. Donovan West got in the mix and ran to the semifinals and ended up knocking off Centralia in the third place game. They were the team that stuck out to me. Hanover did what they did. Hanover did what they always do. Valley Heights did what they always do. And that's no discount to them, because that championship match was absolutely incredible. Despite what that final tally looks like, and if you're just looking at the scores, 25-12 and 25-18, that was much closer than that. Hanover went on several runs in that championship, and yeah, they ended up running away with it on the scoreboard, but really it was a lot tighter than that in that championship game.
We're going to go back to a few teams that you mentioned there, the Donovan West Mustangs and the Valley Heights Mustangs. They played in regional action already for a chance to get into sub-state volleyball, and they both were victorious in their matchups too as well. So already two TVL teams clinching at least a next round opportunity at some state volleyball.
Yes, both of the Lady Mustang teams really dominated their regionals. Congratulations to both of them. I think they are anticipating going forward as well. This Valley Heights team, like I said, gave everything that they could in that championship game in the league tournament and continue to do it. I think that they are one of the 2A best as well. And as I said, Donovan West kind of, I don't really want to say came out of the blue, because I saw them progress all year long, but they may be one of the teams that is at the top of their game in the exact right spot too.
And at the time of this recording, we don't have results from Tuesday night regional action from other TVL teams. KNDY will have a full recap of scores on Thursday, but Jeff, where can folks find the results for Tuesday's action?
As always, TVLSpotlight.com, TVLSpotlight.blog, as well as the social media pages. I will have live updates as best as I can from all of these sites coming up.
And on next week's program, we will have a full rundown of regional results as well as cross-country regional results, as those races will be held this Saturday with TVL teams Axtell, Centralia, Clifton Clyde, Frankfort, Hanover, Onega, Blue Valley, and Washington County running at Sabetha, while in Class 2A, Valley Heights will be at southeast of Saline. And not to be outdone on the gridiron, some big games last week in the TVL, including the Valley Heights Mustangs winning districts for the first time since 2009, a highly anticipated Hanover and Axtell matchup, and the Centralia Panthers keep rolling.
Yes, definitely. We have some districts still on the line. Of course, Axtell takes care of business against Hanover. Now they have Frankfort. Congratulations to the Valley Heights Mustangs. Centralia has been on a roll. They get a late score to win the ball game last week, so the momentum going forward has to be pretty high coming off of that game.
And as always, you can find a full-length version of this conversation at kndyradio.com and at the tvlspotlight.blog. You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Brighten your spirits and indoor decor with beautiful long-blooming orchids. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a healthy flowering plant. The Phalaenopsis or moth orchid is the most widely available and easiest to grow. Place your orchid in a bright location, Orchids do best with 12 to 14 hours of sunlight. Unobstructed south or east-facing windows are usually the best. Or give plants a boost with artificial lights. Newer, full-spectrum LED lights provide needed light while using less energy. Thoroughly water your orchid once a week. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer. Or place pebbles in the saucer and allow the excess water to collect below the pot. As it evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant. Group them with other orchids and indoor plants to increase humidity and create an attractive display. Set them on homemade or purchased humidity trays. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many of our towns have a namesake, and that is the case for Julesburg, Colorado. But the Jules in Julesburg is a man with quite an infamous story. And is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1866, the second town, Julesburg, was established on the south side of the South Platte River after the first was burned down by Native Americans. But one year later, when the railroad established a route on the north side of the river, most townsfolk moved there, creating the third site for Julesburg.
When the railroad was there, it was the wickedest city in the West. They had a lot of gambling halls, a lot of saloons, a few brothels.
Stanley Bussey says the town stayed in that spot until 1881, when the Union Pacific decided to build a line to Denver. And that route was laid 5 miles further east. And so the fourth location for the town of Julesburg is where the town is today. The namesake of this town has quite a story himself.
The guy that founded the town, his name was Jules Benai. He was a bit of a scoundrel.
Benai worked for the early stage company passing here. He was stealing horses from the company, and stages were being held up. The company sent his boss to fire Benai.
Now, the regional supervisor, who became infamous himself, his name was Jack Slade. And he came out here. Benai heard that he was coming, so he ambushed him.
Stories differ, but Benai shot Slade. Slade survived and recuperated. Meanwhile, Benai went on the run into Wyoming.
Slade decided, I need revenge. He's got his employees looking for him.
Slade and his men tracked down Benai. And from here, the legend gets a little strange, but is supposed to be true.
He shot him in one arm, shot him in the other arm, shot him in one leg, shot him in the other leg. Got tired of torturing him, finally shot him in the head. Well, he wasn't done at that point. He decided, I'm going to cut his ears off. He tacked one ear to the fence post and kept the other one for a watch fob.
Slade wound up in Montana, got in trouble with the law, pulled a gun on a judge, and eventually vigilante justice prevailed, and Slade was hung. Quite a tale from the Wild West. Traveling the countryside in Julesburg, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.
Well-rotted straw bales are an excellent medium for planting things. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start the straw bale seasoning process now so they're ready to go in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I'm going to get a head start on my vegetable garden yet this fall. I've got a couple of straw bales that I will let sit outside over the winter. When spring rolls around, they'll be in a state of decomposition that makes the perfect growing environment for seeds and transplants. And the biggest benefit? No major weed control. Janelle Malone is an extension assistant in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State University. She says to wet down the bales so moisture can get in and speed along the decomposition process.
You can allow them to sit until you are ready to begin your spring plantings. And one of the cool things about straw bales, as they go through this decomposition process, they give off heat. So while your straw bales are decomposing, they're warming up a little bit, and that enables you to begin your spring planting just a little bit earlier.
If you want to speed things up even more, Malone says to sprinkle some 10-10-10 fertilizer granules into the bale, which will feed the beneficial microbes. In the spring, you can sow seeds or put transplants directly into the bale.
Some folks are opening up that bale just a little bit, maybe pulling out a handful of the straw and creating a pocket that they can plant into. They're taking a handful of potting soil and putting a handful of that soil down into the straw bale and then planting into that soil.
Corn, tomatoes, leafy greens, and flowers are just a few of the plant varieties that do well in straw. When the season's over, compost the bales or work them into the ground as a soil conditioner. Learn more about straw bale gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret about the calls you hear on Faith and Finance. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Here's the secret. Every call you hear is from a real person with a real question. We don't make up any calls or listener emails. You might have an extra $1 million sitting around and you don't know what to do with it. Or you might think that you're the only one who's overwhelmed by your bills. Well, we're here for you to help you become a better steward of God's resources. You can send us your question by email to askrob@faithfi.com or call us 24-7 at 800-525-7000. We'll do our best to give you biblical wisdom, and it helps other listeners learn from your situation every day on Faith and Finance. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Putting our best food forward on child nutrition today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Dr. Priscilla Posse is a longtime leader in the pediatrics profession, a trustee for the National Medical Association, and an advocate for child nutrition.
We do a lot of food security screening, and with that, it allows us to do education. And we can offer some opportunities or pathways of where they can access foods. But then how they're eating and how they're preparing food is also an important part of nutrition.
Posse says when it comes to what kids eat, somebody has to be the grown-up.
Oftentimes, kids are not making the food choices early on as children. They eat what they are served or what they see on the table or what's in their refrigerator. And so it's really important for the adults in the household to be buying these nutritious foods and making sure that children are exposed.
Ann says Posse parents also have to be wary of being taken in by nutritional claims, such as plant-based products as a replacement for real dairy products.
There's something in their informational gathering that translated that milk is not healthy or a plant-based beverage is healthier than milk. But really looking at the nutritional facts, it's very clear where the best nutrient option is with milk versus our plant-based beverages.
I'll have more with Dr. Posse tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Grab lunch at Father Mucker's Barbecue Truck today, parked at the Crown Over Auto Sales lot in Marysville. Mention this ad and get $2 off any meal. That's Father Mucker's Barbecue in Marysville today until sold out.
Good Wednesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The fifth and final rulemaking to strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act was recently released by the USDA. Joe Maxwell, a chief strategy officer and co-founder of Farm Action, talked about why it's important.
One of the real problems that we have as producers is the lack of transparency in the market. In cattle production, what we see is that as little as 12% or so of cattle are actually negotiated cash price. And that's what's reported. So when I'm hearing that report, I'm not hearing the full story. Over 80% can be hidden in these alternative marketing agreements. And so as a smaller producer, we've got our hands tied behind our backs because we can't know what's going on because it's not reported today. USDA has just begun a process. It's an advance notice of a proposed rule and are seeking advice. And it's for price discovery and competition in markets for fed cattle.
Another benefit is protection from packer retaliation.
If we speak out against a packer doing bad, well, they can't come and take our contract away, or they can't come and not buy our cattle, our hogs, or whatever we might be out there raising for America. That's what the Packers and Stockyards Act is. It's a Farmer Protection Act. As a matter of fact, when it was enacted, it was called the Farmer's Bill of Rights that provides us protections against the monopoly actions, abusive actions, and practices of the largest meat packers in the United States.
They're just looking to figure out what's truly going on in the markets.
Some regions, less than 12% of the cattle are actually sold in a cash negotiated basis. That's all the report we're getting. The rest of that 80-some percent is hidden from us. And you can't operate a business without transparency in the market, especially if you're a farmer. My morning may change if USDA gets their way where I can hear what's really going on in the cattle market.
For more information, head to farmaction.news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Fall is here, and it's time for cleanup season with a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. The Walker mower collection system makes leaf cleanup and bagging simple and leaves your yard looking pristine. Walker mower's compact design offers easy maneuvering, an out front deck for trimming, and attachments to help clean up your lawn this fall. Test drive a Walker mower today. Maximum Outdoor Equipment, south of 21st and Andover Road, or west location, just south of Kellogg on West Street.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals, look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up to the minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Are planning a special event on their land and you're planning on stockpiling manure. Timing is everything, so mind your manners on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome to the soothing sounds of Cropland Seed. It's the kind of sound you only get with broad access to high-performing genetics and traits. and years of data from extensive testing. Also, retailers can recommend what will work best in your fields. Take some stress out of your season. Talk to your local retail seed expert about Cropland Seed today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Is invaluable as a fertilizer on crop fields, and each state has its own regulations as to how and where it can be stockpiled. But where those regulations end, consider who will see and smell it. For instance, you may want to avoid building a stockpile nearby a neighbor the day before they're planning a big barbecue in the backyard. Todd Whitney is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says a lot of complaints are filed because of miscues in communication of who should take responsibility for that manure pile, the feedlot owner or the manure recipient.
So that may be going that extra mile. Can they work with the person that they're planning to deliver the manure to and recommend to them that they have that communication with their neighbors and that everyone's in agreement, that they understand the timeline and that they're going to go above and beyond and say, well, we want to be good neighbors. We want everyone to have a win-win in this.
Spread the manure or inject it into the ground as soon as you can and watch the weather. A rain 2 or 3 days after lets the odor hang around.
If you think about smoke and how it has a tendency of just lingering, think of your odors that way too and try to come up with a strategy. You know, if you were that neighbor, what would you like? And I think a lot of times if we can kind of put ourselves in the other person's shoes, maybe that would help us a little bit as a manager to make sure that we are doing what we think would be common sense practice to help us.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about minding your manure stockpiles at agriculture.com.
Remove the health concerns associated with weaning your calves by stopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Preventive vaccines for BVD, black leg, and respiratory diseases like pneumonia keep your herd healthy. With a full line of vaccines, vitamins, and energy boosters, shop online at valleyvetsupply.com or pick up in-store at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Growers should test soils now to find out a pasture's nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus levels, which determine fall and spring fertilizer application plans, says K-State Northeast Area agronomist Tina Sullivan. She shares how to properly sample pastures.
For the most accurate soil samples, we say to use a soil probe. You can borrow soil probes from a lot of county extension or NRCS offices. Shovels can be used, but they can scrape into the soil and not be as representative as just a straight down probe. When we're taking samples, we want to have a representative composite soil sample for a field. We try not to go more than 40 acres, and if it's a super variable field, it's no more than 10 acres per our composite sample. And within, say, whether it's those 40 acres or those 10 acres, we want to at least take 15 to 20 cores, make up our full composite sample.
Sullivan explains what producers should do after receiving test results.
Once we get, you know, we send in our soil sample and then we get those results. So for P8, phosphorus, and potassium, we kind of have what's referred to as maintenance levels. They do drive how well our forage stand is going to produce, but it's not the driver like nitrogen would be. So for P and K, we have tables that if you're within a certain range with your low, your very low, your high, there's a recommendation on how much P or K you should apply. For lime, it's going to be more based on what is your current pH, the product that you can use, so the fineness of that lime, and how well you can actually buffer your soil. So whenever you get a result, there should be some kind of information that's going to help you determine where you can get to. When it comes to nitrogen, which we don't usually apply until the spring, it's going to be yield-based. So there's not as many nitrogen recommendations for pastures because we're not harvesting yield off. But if it's, say, a brome or a tall fescue stand and we want 2 tons per acre harvested, there's a nitrogen recommendation for that amount.
She explains that too much nitrogen can be applied.
You can't apply too much nitrogen. That's kind of where we say now it's more of a yield-based goal for nitrogen applications, because if we apply too much nitrogen, not only are we kind of just wasting some of our money, we're allowing nitrogen to be leached out of the soil profile because it's a very mobile nutrient or lost to the atmosphere.
That was K-State Northeast Area Agronomist Tina Sullivan on fall soil testing, fertilizer applications, and recommendations. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram knows the members of the area FFA chapters are developing skills for leadership and career success through agricultural education, and wants to wish them good luck at the National Convention in Indianapolis. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Beatrice, where value meets values.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still kind of a mixed and mostly higher day now in the grains and oil seeds. It's been back and forth in wheat. Chicago, spring, and Kansas City wheat all higher currently. December KC wheat up 1.25 at 587.75. March up 1.75 at 602.5. Oats still struggling on the day. December oats down 2 at 381 per unit. Into the row crops now. We see December corn up 3 at 419.5. March is up 3.5 at 432.75. Continuing in the row crops with the soybeans, who are leading the way today. November soybeans up 6 at 997.75. January to 1006 a bushel. That's up 5.5 cents. December soy meal up 110 to 318.80. However, soybean oil is still a bit weaker. It is down 32 currently at 43.37. Cotton still doing decent. December cotton up 50 at 72.58. All right, let's take a stroll through the livestock now as we see the cattle market's a bit lower. October live cattle down 55 at 187.50. December down 50 cents at 187.62. Triple-digit losses for the feeder cattle. October feeders down 102 to 248.40. November is down $1.90 at 247.02. However, the lean hogs are still higher. December lean hogs up 97 to $80.10 per hundredweight. February up 52 at 83.32. All right, let's take a look in Wall Street now as the New York Stock Exchange continuing to fall for a third straight day. Losses more than 350. In fact, the Dow Jones now 1% in the red, 467 lower at 42,457. The S&P also 1% lower, 65 down at 5785. And the NASDAQ down 331 at 18,241. Energy markets on the day are weaker as well. Crude oil down 126 at 70.48 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down 3 cents a gallon to 203. Heating oil down 2 to 221, and natural gas is down a penny at 229. Gold down 26.40 to 27.1780. Silver down 120 at 33.83.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is unlimited.
C&K Services salutes the local 4-H clubs and their leaders for the principles they uphold and teach to the children of our communities. 4-H offers so much to the kids of today, like working knowledge and social skills that will ensure they have the keys to live successful lives. Thank you. From C&K Services in Sabetha.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones fell for the third day in a row today, heading into the midday 332 points lower. The S&P gave up 0.7%. The NASDAQ this morning was lower by 1%. The stark assessment from Boeing chief executive Kelly Ortberg, quote, "We need a fundamental culture change in the company." The plane maker reported a loss north of $6 billion for the third quarter, the heaviest since 2020. Trouble at Starbucks. The coffee giant is suspending its financial guidance for the next year after missing earnings and sales expectations. New CEO Brian Nichols says everything from menu prices to the layout of Starbucks stores needs to be reviewed. Walmart is set to offer some speedy delivery on prescriptions, expanding a program that allows shoppers to get deliveries of medications along with other items in a single order in as little as 30 minutes. That program should be available in up to 49 states by the end of January. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.